Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour of the program. We're here on this live Saturday episode. And the number for you to dial in and join us is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into what happened today at the Ambassador Bridge, the biggest crossing between the United States and Canada. It's been shut down by protesters for pretty much almost the whole week.
Is it really shut down, though?
Yes.
Like, you
cannot cross.
Even though they were allowing, like, a lane for emergency traffic.
This one, they're not allowing that.
I can't imagine a scenario in which the ambulance is going to go from the United States to Canada.
Seems pretty unlikely. I mean, both Windsor and Detroit have their own ambulances, so that's probably not a problem there.
Okay.
But we'll talk more about what happened, because the cops came in today with dozens of officers, it looked like, and armored personnel carriers to deal with the people that were on that bridge, but also, more people came in, more protesters, more peaceful protesters came in to back up the folks that were there. So we can get into that.
I did see a photo of a line of police and a line of arguably protesters, but in between them, sort of, you know, Oreo sandwiched, were supposedly veterans, Canadian military veterans.
Yeah, that seemed to happen later on in the day. So we can get into
part of that. Okay.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 allows you to join us, like Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live to start out our third hour. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I've been learning that, you know, Spain, they have been conquered by the Moors or the Arabics for 500 years, and France was invaded by them for a while also. So that explains a lot of many of the Spanish words are actually Arabic words. Even the word Albuquerque and a lot of the French culture is Arabic also.
You think that's bad? You should look up how many times Afghanistan has been invaded and conquered.
Yeah, those invasions are actually the reason that castles and moats were built in the first place, was to protect people from, from a different ideology invading.
They were inviting, like, the Uzir Khan, also I don't know how to pronounce it. There's a part, like, north of Himalayas, they were conquered. So a lot of the very Moorish culture is even goes far as, like, part of France. I think that's why they welcomed the Africans. The blacks were okay in France. And they still to this day, they welcome Arabic people in France. They have a lot of Arabic people living in France right now. So,
yeah, the Arabic population was a big reason that Spain had its famous Inquisition.
There you go. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Your moment of history tonight with Sarah. She actually seemed a little bit more informed than she normally does.
Yeah, it was nice.
She called in. Let's go to Richard. He's also in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to comment about Ukraine.
Yeah.
All the news reports keep talking about when Russia is going to invade Ukraine, and I haven't heard anybody mention the possibility that could President Putin have built up the possible chance of war to see how NATO countries would react to all of this for Russian intelligence.
Yeah, this is a situation that obviously, you know, those of us over here in the United States have to rely on various different reports. We don't know exactly what's happening there, but it does look like the U.S. federal government gang is trying to start a war. It seems like they are trying to rattle the saber enough to where this thing will turn into a war, and I hope that it doesn't.
Updated today at 10:12 a.m. Eastern from CNN, the criminal news network, Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It says has surrounded Ukraine on three sides where an invasion could be launched.
Well, that's the kind of stuff they've been saying for weeks now. But now they've been acting like all of a sudden it's getting more serious. There's, according to the Daily Mail, an intelligence report, whatever that means, propaganda from the U.S.
Isn't that right,
spies
intelligence?
Wouldn't lie to people.
Says that Vladimir Putin could invade Ukraine as soon as Wednesday. Where they get this information from, who knows, but they say that at this point...
But not Tuesday. That would be too soon.
Yeah, they say that at this point, Russia and the U.S. are pulling their diplomats out of the area. Of course, we already know that Biden has sent in thousands of U.S. troops into Eastern Europe, into places like Poland and Germany. So they're definitely...
They've been pulling their what's out?
Their troops?
Oh, their diplomats.
Oh, their diplomats. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is absolute nonsense. I mean, the Russian region of Ukraine, the ones that are culturally Russian, that speak Russian, they had a vote, and they elected, we want to join Russia.
Right.
And Putin said no, because he didn't want any of this to happen.
Hmm.
He's like, no, I would love to let you in, but I think that would inflame too many tensions between me and NATO.
Wow.
And he had the opportunity then, and did not take them. So this idea that, oh, he's just going to swoop in and steal this chunk is...
Doesn't make sense.
No.
And previous to this, you know, this recent news, the president of Ukraine had been saying that he doesn't think that there's any sort of worry of an invasion happening. So it really makes it sound like it's all Biden and his administration trying to whoop up for the cries for war.
Yeah, and flirting with a third world war over a chunk of Eurasia,
I mean,
is insane.
When you're $30 trillion in debt, when you've become the largest empire ever on the face of planet Earth, when you routinely violate the freedoms of people and fail at doing, you know, anything resembling the bidding of the people, right? What are you going to do to get out of that, right? You know, you created more tyranny with COVID, right? So what are you going to do to get out of that? The only thing the United States ever does when the ass really hits the fan is, I guess we'll have to bomb our way out of this one.
Boy, Richard, they're all talking about inflation. What do I do to distract them?
Yep. Thanks, Richard, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Of course, have any of you seen what Biden has actually tried to say about inflation?
No. Why would I listen to that buffoon?
It's not real. It's transitory. And if I print more money, it'll go away.
That would be way more like coherent than what he actually says. I mean,
really?
He just rambles like a like you said, a buffoon.
I'd rather watch golf.
It's absolutely punishing to watch this man try to answer a question from a mainstream media person who dares to ask him about inflation. He cannot put a straight sentence together. He says something about, oh, it's the corporations, or it's this or it's that. He blames everything but the printing of money, of course. And then, like, a minute later, a moment later, he's just rambling off about something else. So he always changes the topic.
I would rather listen than listen to Biden. I would rather listen to Fran Drescher's laugh for 12 hours straight.
This dementia patient elected best because of the color of his skin and it being not orange.
Yeah, I wish I had a clip with me. Just I didn't know we were going to talk about it because
punishing. Do you remember when all the Democrats were like, we're tired of old white men running the country.
Let's elect one. there was another story I saw where people, even on the left, were saying that they don't care for Biden. It's just the best they can say about him is he's not Trump.
Right.
That's literally the best they can give the guy.
Well, and he's as establishment as you get, honestly.
Totally.
And that's what they wanted.
And like they used to say, well, at least he's not Trump. They don't say that anymore. They just say, well, he's not Trump. Because there's no more least about it.
Because he's continued many of the Trump policies.
Oh, and made things much worse.
Yeah.
As all presidents do.
They do.
Regardless of the affiliation of the next person that gets in, the next chair occupier, right? They're going to make it worse because that's how governments work. They don't get better.
Oh, here's the clip I was actually thinking of. He calls this host on, I don't know what the hell station it was, but, you know, some TV host, he calls him a wise guy when he actually dares to ask him about, well, you know, you said this was going to be transitory. You said this inflation was, you know, going to go away or whatever. Well, it hasn't. What do you have to say for yourself, basically? And if I can actually find the actual
clip
the here.
I'm president. I don't answer to you.
Yeah.
You're people.
Yeah.
Answer to the public.
So I found an article about it, but it doesn't actually include the clip. I'll see if I can dig it up, because it's pretty ridiculous.
That's not how royalty works.
Right.
The number here is 603-283-6160. We've got the Ambassador Bridge situation to talk about. That's on the way. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. Phones are wide open right now. Been busy all night. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We have a ton of features there, including the chat server, which is a Matrix chat, and it is our server. We run the thing. Matrix is an open source, decentralized, basically it's a federated system, so if you're on our server, you can still connect to other Matrix servers and vice versa. So head over to chat.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to get connected with us there over at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go. We're going to go to your phones here, our phone calls in just a moment, but I did mention I found the clip with Joe Biden, his latest gaffe, trying to explain his way out of an inflation question.
Senile old man here on Free Talk Live.
Here he is. Oh, wait a minute. The audio's not playing here. Aria's got this blocker. Okay, here we go.
Inflation was going to be temporary. I think a lot of Americans are wondering what your definition of temporary is.
Well,
good question.
You're being a wise guy with me a little bit, and I understand that's your job.
Oh, that was it? These bums. They didn't include the whole clip. So, yeah, apologize. I didn't actually screen that.
What are you trying to make a jerk out of me?
But, yeah, then he just goes on and just rambles after that for a little while. Which is
probably why they cut it out of the clip.
Yeah, he cannot make a coherent point about inflation because either he honestly doesn't know what inflation is or he's just straight up lying. And since he's a politician, he's probably lying.
And a lifelong one at that.
Yeah, but there's a chance he's just that ignorant, too.
The only time I've ever actually seen him talk about inflation, he was talking about how his new Build Back Better bill will solve it. And it's like, do you not get how this works? Nah, you're lying. You're expecting that we don't know how this works, and that we don't know that if you print a bunch of money, it makes the inflation worse.
That's the definition of inflation, is inflating the money supply.
Well, and to be totally clear, because there is this, you know, argument of which is the real inflation. So there's monetary inflation, which is what we focus on, because it leads to price inflation.
Yes,
and price inflation, I mean, even if it doesn't lead to price inflation somehow, then it's because we got so much better at creating these products that we managed to keep the price the same, even though there's more money chasing the good.
I want to go to Frank. He's on the line, and I believe he said he's a professional driver, or was. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Arizona.
Hey, yeah, you know, I'm kind of wondering if I was still driving, I would definitely want to be in support of the drivers and the freedom to choose. And, you know, my mom's from Ontario, and it really makes me very, very proud to see the Canadians standing up the way they are. My mother was a dual citizen. She was born in 1942. Her father was an American GI. And she became a dual citizen just to be able to vote in this country back about 30 years ago. And so, you know, I just stand with the drivers and the truckers, and I want to see the tow truck companies. You know, I know how they're independent, how they've got their government contracts with other police entities and their highway patrol. And I just want to see them, you know, be patriots and back up the movement. And we all got to stand together, and we need to bring this system, you know, and to understand that we're liberty, this is America, and we believe in freedom. And if the Canadians can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, well, the nice thing is you don't have to be a driver to go and support these guys. I mean, of course, it's a long drive from Arizona to get up to Canada, and as I understand it, they've got some pretty serious border restrictions as far as COVID mandates, so it's probably not worth the trip. But, you know, if there's going to be one happening in your region, you don't need to have a full-on big rig truck to participate in this. There's a bunch of people that went in this convoy that were just driving their normal vehicles or normal trucks, you know, whatever it is they drive with a family or whatever, you know, getting them anything.
Absolutely. I've got Interstate 10 that goes right by my house. I'm only about 5 miles away, so I know I'll be on the overpass waving a flag, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if you want to support the Canadian convoy without actually going there yourself, send them some Bitcoin.
Very good.
Okay.
And right. We did put up the link. Go ahead, Frank.
Thanks. I just want to thank you for taking my call, and I'm on a group chat
on Facebook, so a couple of my friends are watching with us.
Great.
And it's kind of a good Saturday evening to listen to you and watch you.
Thanks.
And support the guys.
Frank, I appreciate you being out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Okay, so I think I did find the actual clip where Biden goes off about inflation. Here's what he says.
At the time, what happened was the let's look at the reason for the inflation.
Okay, here we go.
The reason for the inflation is the supply chains were cut off.
No. Nope.
Nope.
That's not what inflation is. As Peekless just explained, inflation is an increase in the money supply. Now, cutting supply chains definitely does not help prices.
It can definitely cause price inflation, which is what he wants us to focus on.
Let's just call it price increases.
Right.
I don't like using the term price inflation just because it sort of mixes the terms.
It's a price increase.
It's an increase.
It's not technically inflation.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, the odds are that a lot of these things are not going to go down, right? Like, you know, inflation suggests that, you can deflate. Well, these prices are probably not going down.
Well, it is possible, and if you deflated the currency, you would deflate the prices.
They're not doing that. And they have no plan to do that.
If we switch over to cryptocurrency, especially something that's deflationary, then that will deflate our money supply.
Well, they aren't going to do that.
Well, they
won't. We can use cryptocurrency,
right.
But they are not going to make any sort of change like that. But let's go on. So, again, he's going to blame the supply chain.
Meaning that the products, for example, automobiles, the lack of computer chips to be able to build those automobiles so they could function, they need those computer chips. They were not available. So what
Why is that? Why are the computer chips not available? Is it because of the government restrictions that were placed on manufacturers in China?
Huh.
That, like the restrictions in the United States, slowed down the manufacturing or stopped the manufacturing process, quote-unquote, due to COVID, and then delayed the shipments of all of these things out to where, even though when they finally might have actually gotten shipped out, now they're sitting off of the coast of Los Angeles in a group of over 100 cargo ships with hundreds of thousands, if not a million, cargo containers on them. Maybe the chips are in there somewhere, but because of government restrictions and government mandates, those things can't get into the country in any decent amount of time, even if they are sitting out there. So it's either the government of China and the government of the United States or some combination of those.
And you wouldn't localize such a vital good to two locations in its manufacture without government interference.
And let's just take a look at this in the macro sense of if it really were a free market, all that cargo would be unloaded already.
Hell yeah, because they have an incentive to get it on trucks and move it. But a lot of the truckers are like, screw this, we're not going to come to work. You want to mandate this vaccine? We're done. We're calling it a day. So there aren't enough drivers to even move the cargo that's coming into the United States. And who's to blame for that? Government regulations. Government gang, once again, getting in the way. And like you said, Peekless, it's the government regulations that drove a lot of manufacturing outside of the United States in the first place decades ago. That's not getting any better. Biden's not proposing to repeal any of that.
Right.
There's more coming up here. We'll continue his ramble in moments on it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin on a phone call of swift and severe costs if Russia escalates tensions by invading Ukraine. According to the White House, Biden also said that a further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering and diminish Russia's standing. Russia continues military exercises on the border with Ukraine, with almost 100,000 troops. Also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials are warning U.S. Embassy personnel to evacuate from the capital of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has once again ruled against an attempt to block vaccine mandates.
The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more after driving his vehicle through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, pleaded not guilty to his charges on Friday. An attorney for Daryl Brooks Jr., 39, entered the pleas on 77 charges, which include six counts of homicide. The attorneys also asked that the jury be sequestered for the duration of the trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Equals Matt Mayer.
And the captain. You can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I do have the remainder of this ridiculous ramble by the president, Joe Biden. He could barely put a sentence together, but yep, he's the president in the United States.
You mean His Majesty?
Whatever you want to call him.
He's closer to a king than he is anything else.
King Poopy Pants?
That's the one.
They say he wears a diaper.
People sniffer. Kid sniffer. Kid
too.
Sniffer Poopy Pants.
That too.
Let's not forget.
Let's go to, and by the way, I have no respect for any presidents. I don't want to make it sound like I'm just attacking Joe Biden. I don't want any, I don't need a president. I don't want a president. I have no
interest.
I'd like
to try them all for war crimes.
I'd just like to have them leave me alone. That would be sufficient if they would just leave people alone who would like to be left alone. Like, if you want a president, go ahead and have yourself a president. Have two of them.
I've had plenty of presidents. I don't want to try anymore.
Yeah. That's a good one. So let me go back to this interview with Lester Holt from NBC. He asks Biden about his definition of temporary, because Biden kept talking, you know, last year or whatever about how, oh, the inflation's temporary. He says, well, okay, what's your definition?
Transitory.
Yeah, what's your definition of temporary?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Biden goes off on a ramble about inflation, and he blames it on the supply chain. But let's continue.
So they could function, they need those computer chips. They were not available. So what happens? The number of cars were reduced, the new cars were reduced. It made up at one point one-third the cost of inflation because the price of automobiles were up.
1.1-third the cost of inflation because the automobiles, huh?
Sounds completely coherent to me.
Okay, let's keep going.
So what I did when I went out and made sure we started to make those domestically. We got Intel to come in and provide $20 billion to build a new facility. A number of organizations are doing the same kinds of things.
When could American...
A number of organizations are doing the same kinds of things.
Number is one.
That is a number. Yeah.
Hey, like, there you go. More spending. That'll solve the inflation.
Did he just say they gave Intel $20 billion to build chips?
That wasn't real clear, was
like,
it?
That's kind of what it sounded
like. It
wasn't
clear.
All right. I mean, like, let's say hypothetically he was right about this. Oh, it's the supply chain. It's just that. Gee, what screwed up our supply chain? Could it be that you locked the entire population in their house for a year?
Yep, that's
as did many governments around the globe.
Yep, and then of course all the fear surrounding that they ginned up, all the fear surrounding this cold / flu that people have been getting variants of for ever.
Oh,
all
yes,
of a sudden
the
now
zero micron virus.
Right now, everybody has to have maximum freakout mode turned on. So whenever somebody catches this thing, whoa, if it's a workplace, we got to shut the whole place down. If it's a manufacturing facility, we got to close down the manufacturing facility for a week.
Have you guys done this yet? Like, you go into a heavily populated, like a store or something, and just to see what would happen, you just sort of like, you fake a sneeze.
No.
And see all the heads turn and look at you immediately as if you are the patient number one, patient
have
zero.
Have you done this?
I've done it, yeah. I like to mess with people every now and again. Just to see like how over it are you?
They're not.
Nobody's everybody's all you can fake a sneeze. It's
not convincing. Well then again, I guess if someone's scared enough.
Yeah.
That sounded like a sneeze.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, the Inspection of Public Records issue that you dealt with in the case of Immolation Man. But
Thomas Ball, who self-immolated in front of the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire in 2011.
I was thinking of Demolition Man, where you get fined for cussing and...
That's a fun movie, though.
It is a good movie. It's actually quite...
He doesn't know about the three seashells.
That's right.
Right. Quite more of a prophecy than it intended.
Really did predict the future very accurately.
Yeah, the Zoom calls and all.
Go ahead, though.
Yeah, so I wrote some notes. They're not perfectly organized, but they're organized enough that I can go through them quickly, and you'll get my point, and there may be some additional helpful information in there that you may want to comment on. But let me throw this in because it was what you were just talking about. I wrote, it's perfectly clear our recent history of governments are incapable of governing to the standard required by the highest law of the land, whether or not you agree with that, highest law of the land, which at this time is binding. So they're in default. The government is in default. They need to be dissolved and replaced with whatever.
Let's not replace them. Let's just stop with the dissolving and leave it there, shall we?
Amen.
No, let's replace them with voluntary alternatives for their services.
There you go.
We dealt with that issue previously, Ian. Actually, that solution actually fits your prescription, Ian, because we, the people, replace it with whatever we damn well please, which can be nothing according to the Declaration of Independence. So it fits with your prescription. But so going on to Thomas Ball, and I was going to ask you to do what you already did, which was to explain to your audience who this guy is, because he did his suicidal act for a reason, to send a message so that people could understand what's going on in the government courts, especially in his case, family and children's courts. And you had tried to get some public records in the form of a videotape, which was denied to you. And I'm not clear, was that ultimately denied completely, or did you eventually get that videotape?
It was denied completely. They did not hand it over, sadly.
Okay. So then, and once again, whether or not we agree with this prescription, it is possible to go to a higher controlling court and file a writ or a petition for whichever kind of writ of injunction. And there's an injunction test. One of the tests is if there is a compelling public interest that is in your favor. I would say there is a compelling public interest that videotape evidence not be denied to you. And also another part of the test is will there be irreparable irreparable harm done. I would say that by denying that evidence in the form of that videotape would do irreparable harm to the nation, to the people. We have a right to know, which leads to the next thing.
Yeah.
The family, the court cited that it would be, what, disturbing to the family. One, I never promised you a rose garden, for one thing. And the family's claim, I'm going to argue it's an unlawful claim. I have sympathy for them, but I'm going to argue that it's an unlawful claim. The family has no standing, no claim to what this individual did. It doesn't, just like his money doesn't necessarily belong to them, or any writings that he did, his actions do not belong to them. They are his own, and they have no right, whether it's disturbing or not, to deny to the rest of society the benefits of having that evidence released. Oh, evidence, that's a thing. I would say that the state, which is, I would argue, criminally negligent and malicious in this act, the state unlawfully, negligently and or maliciously trafficked this man's children, leading to him to publicly burn himself to death, and the state has a conflict of interest, tampering with evidence style, in denying access of the public to that video evidence of what Thomas Ball did to make a point.
By the way, I did just search Free Keen, which is the website that I blog, and I did a very lengthy piece about Thomas Ball shortly after his self-immolation. I spent a lot of time and went down to the courthouse. I looked at his files, which were humongous. I mean, if you've ever seen a court file, usually it's, you know, relatively short. This was stacks and stacks, years of papers that I spent, you know, a few hours combing through. And I actually did an update about this. This happened back in 2011. It was June of 2011 when he killed himself. I went in, I think the following day is what I said. I went to the sheriff's and requested a copy of the footage from the security camera. The next day, I went in there. I was told that it had been given to Keene Police. Now, apparently, while this statement was true, they could have made another copy for me, but instead misdirected me to Keene Police. I then filed a Freedom of Information request with Keene Police and was told after a few days they had returned their copy to the sheriff. I then filed the same request with the sheriff, and after a few days was told they had destroyed their copy.
Isn't that convenient?
That's a civil rights violation.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't know any attorneys at that time, and I didn't take this. We did go to court over this, but I, you know, represented myself and ultimately lost. And
the government violate your rights. Shocker.
And I have no experience appealing to the Supreme Court, so you know that's where it ended, unfortunately. But I agree with you. It was absolutely a violation of the right to free press. Thank you, David. There's more coming up on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here in the remaining moments, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Pinkless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and that's where you will find our RSS feed. So if you want to subscribe to Free Talk Live as a podcast, which means we will automatically send to you the latest episodes as they are released.
I thought feeds was where you could go and, like, buy a host dinner.
Afraid not. But you could probably, like, share your cryptocurrency addresses on our social media platform, Captain, and then maybe somebody will buy you dinner.
So it's just a possibility. It's just Kickass at Edge.
Okay, but most people don't know what a FIO address is. You might want to make a post over at social.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you can check out the feeds over at feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Drop one of those feeds into your favorite podcast client. So all night, we've been saying we're going to talk about the Ambassador Bridge situation.
Yeah.
For listeners not familiar, we've covered a lot about the truckers in Canada.
Are we
going to
cross that bridge now?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Apparently, they've been trying to clear it out today with I don't know how many trucks have been parked on that bridge for the last several days and have essentially shut down all traffic coming across to Canada. So they're parked on the Canadian side. I don't know what, if anything, has been happening on the U.S. side of the bridge, but definitely on the Canadian side, they have been parked, and they're making it so no one can get through. And now today, the police showed up in large numbers with an armored truck as well as other toys. They have, from what I saw, one report said they had snipers that were positioning themselves up on the customs building nearby. So big time show force by the police department. Last night, the police had sent out notices. They walked around because there's people there all the time, right? Like, it's not just people in their trucks. There's protesters are standing around hanging out. So Ontario police walked around last night handing out notices that basically said, come midnight, you will be subject to arrest due to the province of Ontario declaring a state of a so-called state of emergency, which makes it illegal and punishable to block and impede the movements of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure. Fines can raise up to $100,000 and up to a year in prison. So they went around and handed out these threats to everybody that was on the bridge.
That's the thing about governments is they generally will write you a very sternly worded letter right before the violence.
Yes. That's because they prefer to not have to be shown doing the violence. They'd rather you just obey.
Well, that's how you know they're the good guys. That they're the ones with the moral authority beyond that of any mortal man.
By the sternly worded letters that they write?
Exactly.
Or,
I mean, poorly worded.
It's civilized.
Will just take your money.
Yeah.
But they have a bureaucracy to take your money.
So what happened today? It's hard to get the true story, right? Because you have to kind of jump around from different media sources, see what the videos are like online from the individuals.
Did we got a man on the street or something?
I don't have a man on the street, but I have been kind of checking in throughout the day today. And from what I saw, there was a mainstream media reporter who, to be fair, was actually there posting raw videos of what was going on. And actually, one dude came up and said, there's like a whole minute-long video that he posted where a guy says, thank you for actually, like, reporting what's really going on here. And according to him, the police had gone to each truck that was on the bridge and, you know, issued whatever threat they were going to issue, and then they moved them off one at a time without making any arrests. So they
moved
did
the people or moved the trucks?
The trucks. They got the trucks. They convinced the truckers to move off the bridge.
Oh.
According to this guy.
So they didn't like bring in a tow truck and physically move the trucks themselves. They convinced whoever
they convinced them
the
to
pilots
move.
Were of these trucks
correct.
To move.
Correct.
Mm. I'd hate to trouble you there, eh?
That's what they're very nice when they
totally
do these things.
Sorry.
But that's
sorry
not
about the revolution there.
And that's what the mainstream media is reporting. However, there's also the other story that there's a ton of people on foot who, once they heard that the police were handing out threats last night, their numbers went up. So there's more people that showed up in the last 24 hours to the Windsor or the Ambassador Bridge to back up the people that were on the bridge. And ultimately, even though the people that were on the bridge left over some number of hours today, the people who are still there as protesters are still, last I saw, like before the show or whatever, they were still there. Like the last videos I saw, the sun was going down and like there's still a bunch of people there. And there was like a line, I think you saw some of this earlier today, there was a line of cops on the bridge, and then there was a line of protesters, and at some point a line of dudes in military fatigues showed up, but like retired guys.
Yeah.
So they were on the side of the protesters. So it's like, you know, kind of like a standoff between the armed cops and then the military dudes who are retired standing for the protest. I don't know what happened as a result of this. So there could still be this standoff going on, or who knows? I don't know what the latest
is. We know what government will do because government only has one thing, one tool in their toolbox. They don't even need a toolbox for it. They only have one tool, and that tool is coercion.
Oh, that's, well, if you're going to lump it all together, sure. I mean, they've got multiple tools. Bureaucracy, threats, kidnapping.
And they're all based on the threat and use of violence.
Yeah.
Everything government does, I don't care if it's the Canadian government, if it's your local Department of Natural Resources, if it's your public schools, if it's a government entity, the only thing that it uses to get its way, and it uses it frequently, is the threat and use of violence.
Yeah, I gotta say, that is one thing that I have not heard anyone talk about, and I have been terribly curious about, is the armed aspect of this. Like, are people going to Ottawa armed or unarmed?
Right, because, are there people open carrying?
Difference.
They don't have the same gun freedoms in Canada
they
that we do
don't.
In the United States. As I understand it, and by no means am I an expert, so if you actually live in Canada and you want to clarify this, handguns are pretty much a no-go, but you can own like a rifle if you have the right permits or whatever in some provinces. So you probably cannot open carry that rifle, that would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But not the same level of gun freedoms, but nonetheless, it's been a very peaceful protest in Ottawa and on the bridge as well. I think what they're doing here is really interesting. Like, I can't blame any one person for breaking rank and saying, you know what, I didn't come here to get arrested. I mean, I knew, I knew I was risking it, but now they're going to actually, like, throw me in the clink and I got a family. So I don't blame somebody for, you know, putting their truck in gear and getting off that bridge. But what they're doing here with having a bunch of other people show up, just men on the street and women on the street, is you're increasing the numbers, right? Because on the bridge, there was only so many trucks, right? There's, I don't know what the total number was, but you can only fit so many trucks on
the
bridge.
Could be two, right? Four trucks blocking the lane.
I think it was probably like a dozen, but yeah, I don't know. But they rolled all those trucks off there. Well, you only got a dozen individuals there, whereas on the ground, you can have dozens and dozens, if not 100 plus. In the video I saw, there seemed like a solid number of people there. I'm going to guess over 100, maybe more than, maybe 200 people that were there. And, of course, there were several dozen cops as well. But once again, coming back to what we were talking about earlier, if you can outnumber the police...
Mm-hmm.
They tend to start behaving very cautiously instead of just, you know, blasting tear gas and going crazy, as they, you know, they want to do. But again, just
depends.
Yeah,
I mean, they can arrest a dozen people. It's real hard to arrest 100 people
correct.
At once.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because I just want to point out that the easiest thing to do is to outnumber the government, because there are very few of them.
It's easy in theory, but you have to have the people willing to take the risk.
Yes, yes. But I'm just saying that the numbers are in the everyman's favor.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm glad that people are getting fed up enough that they are willing to take this risk.
So we'll keep an eye on how this develops. Again, you know, 200 people linking arms together, standing across the bridge. It's going to be a lot harder to deal with than moving 12 guys and, you know, some trucks.
That's
so
profoundly courageous of those people.
I know you wanted to talk about it. We're less than a minute down here. What's going on, or what do you think is going on with the Federal Reserve on Monday?
Well, so, and it's hard to find the information on it, but they did publish that. They are having a closed meeting, so basically a secret meeting. It's an expedited something or other, so it's a secret emergency meeting of the Federal Reserve.
Hmm.
And I mean, they've been sort of talking about and like, are we gonna? My personal prediction is that I think that they're going to announce after this meeting, they're going to announce that they are going to increase the federal funds rate, and that because of that, both cryptocurrency and the stock market are going to drop. So that's what I think is about to happen.
But one of the other things they've been doing recently is talking a lot about the central bank digital currency as well. They released a paper about that just last week.
That is a definite possibility as well. Either way, like, get ready for a new depression, everyone. The orchestrated takedown of our economy is tentatively scheduled for Monday.
Well, we will find out what happens, and for now, we are out of time, but we're back tomorrow night with a live Sunday episode. Captain, you'll be heading that up tomorrow night.
I shall not.
Heard a rumor that Mark Edge might be back for that episode.
We'll see.
So we will see about that. And in the meantime, you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.